This office was made possible by Vocations Boston. See the link in the description for more information. Now let's pray.
Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O God, the source of all that is, when you had finished all your works, the compass of the universe was filled with gifts in vast array. And after forming such a world, you took your rest, as it is said, that we might find most welcome rest and rise refreshed for daily work. Now grant us in this mortal life to weep in sorrow for our sins, to persevere in righteousness, and prosper in your gracious gifts, that when the final terror dawns before the dread and fearful judge, we all may find our perfect joy together in your blessed peace. Most loving Father, hear our prayer, and you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reign for all eternity. Amen. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. From the morning watch until the night, I have waited trustingly for the Lord. Alleluia. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. From the morning watch until the night, I have waited trustingly for the Lord. Alleluia. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. We possess the prophetic message as something altogether reliable. Keep your attention closely fixed on it, as you would on a lamp shining in a dark place until the first streaks of dawn appear and the morning star rises in your hearts. First, you must understand this. There is no prophecy contained in Scripture which is a personal interpretation. Prophecy has never been put forward by man's willing it. It is rather that men impelled by the Holy Spirit have spoken under God's influence. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. from the rising of the sun to its setting. May the name of the Lord be praised. His splendor reaches far beyond the heavens.
May the name of the Lord be praised.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
Dum intraret Jesus quodam castellum, oquare runt ei decem virile prosi, quis deterunt a longe, et levaverunt vocem dicentes. Jesu preceptor miserere nostri, magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et Sheinem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eum, et misericordeus a progenie in progenies timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dum intraret Iesus quodam castellum, oquare runt ei dicem virile prosi, quis deterunt a longe, et levaverunt vocem dicentes. Jesu preceptor miserere nostri.
Everyone who waits for the Lord finds joy. Now we pray to him.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
Faithful witness, firstborn of the dead, you washed away our sins in your blood. Make us always remember your wonderful works.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
You called men to be heralds of your good news. Make them strong and faithful messengers of your kingdom.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
King of peace, send your spirit on the leaders of the world. Turn their eyes toward the poor and suffering.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
Protect and defend those who are discriminated against because of race, color, class, language, or religion, that they may be accorded the rights and dignity which are theirs.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
May all who died in your love share in your happiness. With Mary, our mother,
and all your holy ones.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix.
Ut in effigi amor promissionibus Christi.
Thank you for praying with me. Seeing the Hours began in the Archdiocese of Boston and could not have been possible without the support of the wonderful priests there. If you are drawn to the Liturgy of the Hours and the spirituality of praying with the Psalms, I encourage you to discern your vocation. It's time to act. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Is God calling you? That's where Vocations Boston comes in. To discern God's working in your life, visit youseethesigns.org. That's youseethesigns.org. God bless.